Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a free psychic reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. Thanks for joining our weekly Sunday show of free psychic readings with Linus and Nina here every Sunday at 3 p.m. on the Essence of Success Radio Network at Blog Talk Radio. We love answering your questions, or at least put you on the right path. Remember to always be positive. Nothing in this world is promised but birth and death. So in between, let's make the best of it with understanding, communication, and above all, love. The God in me honors the God in all of you. One question per caller, please. We'd like to give everybody a chance to ask a question or give validation on a previous reading. The chat room is open. Your moderator is Miss Nina, the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, and my co-host and my confidant. So let's bring her on. Good afternoon, Miss Nina. How are you?
I'm great. Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Lennis. I hope you're all enjoying your Sunday afternoon and your weekend. Back to work tomorrow. Blah!
Oh, well, we got any birthdays this week or anniversaries?
Yes, we have two birthdays. Happy birthday to my friend Brad. His birthday is tomorrow. And on Wednesday, my puppy Gizmo will be 12. So that's all for this week. Happy birthday to you. Oh, no, I forgot, because October 1st is Saturday. I have a very special friend who will be turning, well, I don't know what how old she is, but her name is Wendy, and she lives down in South America. So, Wendy, if you're listening, happy birthday to you.
All right. And I have a couple of birthdays. Happy birthday to my cousin Johnny Butler that's coming up this week. Happy birthday to Miss Wendy Lopez, real good friend of the family. And happy birthday to my nephew Juan Aspiro. Hope everyone has a very, very good birthday this week. Okay, anything else? Oh, I'm going to do a prayer for relief in the heart. Is there anything else, Nina?
Not that I can think of right now, other than just a reminder that Holly and I will be on the air with Passage to Empowerment on Tuesday night at 6 p.m., and we're going to be talking with Holly's team from Wolf Paranormal, so join us on Tuesday night for a very interesting talk.
Yes, and I'm going to be there. It's going to really be good. Thank you for reminding the audience of that. And also, Monday is Gospel Music for Your Soul, and this week we have Shirley Caesar as a featured artist doing gospel music. Last week, if you missed it, was Elvis Presley, and it was really good. It was really a nice hour of music from him. So hopefully Elvis showed up and showed out. Let's hope that Shirley Caesar does the same thing. So right after Monday, you turn right back in at 6 o'clock. That's 6 o'clock Monday for the Gospel Music Show. Turn right back in Tuesday, 6 o'clock for Passage to Empowerment. All right, and then, you know, Wednesday, we're back with readings for 1 hour every Wednesday from 6 to 7. Okay. Oh, and if you want a private reading, you know we do that every day from 11 in the morning to 7 at night. Go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.com, click on psychic readings, and it'll scroll down and it'll tell you, you know, what to do next. And let Nina and I know. More than glad to do that. Okay, prayer for relief within our hearts. Heavenly Father, today we are weak. We are hurting within our hearts and feel heavy. We do not know the direction of our lives, but we know that you do. We are sad, but as your servant and your children, we know that with your happiness, we'll find its way to us. God, please relieve us of confusion. Please relieve us from uncertainty. Please guide and direct our paths, O God, and make your way your will and the way to all we need and seek, plainly so. We may not miss it or be confused in any way. God, angels, and miracles, we pray for lining our desires in life with your desires for us. We know your dream is bigger than ours, so we seek you, God. Thank you for everything that you have done and will do. Thank you, God, angels, and miracles, as it is in heaven, so it is on earth. So be it. And that's my prayer for today.
Thank you, Lena.
You're welcome. Excuse me. Okay, we're ready to begin. Our first call, area code 229. You're on the air with Lena and Nina. Who's this?
Hello, Lennis. This is Melvin from Georgia.
Hi, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing a little better. I just wanted to ask about a female that we worked together, and I loaned her some money. She paid me half of it back, and we had begun to become sort of good friends, and all of a sudden she had stopped, you know, texting me and talking to me. And I just want to know, do y'all see us reconnecting? Her name is Bobby.
Okay. Melvin, you weren't smothering her or texting her or calling her too much, were you?
No, she was like smothering me. I was thinking, she'll call me to take her places because her car is towed up. She don't have a car, and to drop her little son off to daycare. And I just told her that I liked her, and but she told me she wasn't interested, but I kept picking her up and taking her places and taking her son to daycare. But now she won't answer the phone, and I just basically wanted my money back and just let it go. So I don't know what's going on with her. I think someone said that she lost her job where we work at, but I'm not sure of that. They're just rumors. And she may be stressing over that. I'm not sure.
Well, I will tell you, she did appreciate your help. So she didn't take your kindness for weakness. She did appreciate that.
Yeah.
I just think at this time she's not looking for a relationship. Friends, yes. I think when you told her you liked her, she got a little scared. But friends, yes. Yes. Anything else? No. She's kind of dealing with some things, some family issues, internal turmoil within her family, which has nothing to do with you, Melvin, at all. Yeah, she appreciated the help and everything, but I think she got a little gun-shy when you told her that you liked her. I guess she didn't think that the relationship was moving in that direction. And I think for her, she's not ready for a relationship right now. She's just kind of trying to get herself together and move through some family dynamics. So I would say, yeah, if you can, if she hasn't been terminated from the position, get the other half of your money and, you know, let it be so that, okay, then you're just friends and leave it alone. What do you see, Miss Nina?
That's what I'm thinking. And just text her and ask her if, you know, ask her how she's doing, and then just, you know, ask her if she can afford to pay you back the money you loaned her, and just leave it at that. I don't think she doesn't want anything more than to be just friends with you. She does appreciate you, and she does appreciate the things that you did for her, but that's all she wants.
So, I mean, because she won't pick up the phone at all when I text her exactly what you just said, and she won't text back. So I'm just going to let it.
Yeah, that's all you can do is just let it go now. It's up to her now to either contact you or pay you back or whatever the case may be. My advice to you from now on is please don't lend people money.
Yes, yeah, that's true. Okay, I thought maybe she was a good person. She needed a cell phone, and I helped her out, and she paid half back. But and now, just this Thursday, did she get fired?
I'm not picking up anything on her.
Maybe a leave of absence.
Okay.
I'm not really picking up termination, but I am picking up a leave of absence.
Okay,
yeah.
So maybe coming back. Well, okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And please listen to Nina. Don't loan your money out.
I won't, trust me.
Yeah, because when you need it back, it may not be there. Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought she was a trustworthy person. And I didn't mean to, like, tell her that, you know, I meant to tell her how I feel because I didn't want her to think that I was just there. I mean, I was just there to help her because I do care, but my feelings and emotions got caught up, and I felt like I had to tell her.
Now, sometimes things are said, Melvin.
Ma'am?
You know, I think that's the case this time. It's probably better that you would have been better if you would have just left things unsaid. But you did tell her, and that's, you know, give her time. Maybe she'll contact you. Maybe she won't. I think the ball's in her court now.
Okay, that'll be great. Well, at this point, I just want my money back, that's all. And I'm pretty much probably done with her with that because I think maybe she's seeing someone else anyway.
Could be, Melvin. Could be.
Okay. All right. Thank you all so much.
You're welcome,
Melvin.
Love
yeah,
you,
have a wonderful week. Love you too, Melvin.
Yeah. And, Linus, how can I contact you for a reading? Is there a number or something? Because I got maybe three or four questions or really some deep stuff I need to talk to you about.
Okay. If you go to TheEssenceOfSuccess.com. In fact, it's on the page right now. I know you're calling in, but if you go back into the show, it's on the page, the show page, when you pull it up. And just scroll down, and it'll show you for if you want a personal reading. And click on TheEssenceOfSuccess.com. Once you get to the website, you'll see a picture of me and Nina right on the first page. But there's a column that lists all the different pages, so click on Psychic Reading. And then it'll take you there and, you know, how much time you want to read. Sure.
Okay, because I was at that point when I didn't see the links, but you just said, because I tried a couple of weeks ago after, I think you all had a special or something, and I tried.
Oh, yeah.
I need your help, you know. With some things I don't want to talk about over there. But
yeah, well, that's fine. When you click on for the reading, Melvin, it's no problem. Me and Nina will help you. You know, it'll show you if you just want me or if you want Nina or if you want both of us. You just
right.
click on what your desire is. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. I'll look at it right now and see if I can get it again.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Thank you all for calling.
So much.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful week.
All right.
Love you all.
Bye-bye. Love you too. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller. You're on the line with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Vicki calling from Washington, D.C. How are you guys doing?
Well, fine, but we couldn't hear you. You sounded so nice, but we couldn't hear you. You were like way away. Could you speak to the mic?
I'm sorry. My name is Vicki, and I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Okay, now we hear you. Well, how are you doing today, Vicki?
I'm doing great, thanks. Thank you for taking my call.
Most welcome.
Okay, my question is, I was working on a contract, and it ended abruptly on Friday, which I kind of suspected because the way, you know, it was being managed, it just wasn't done correctly. And so when I met with my manager, he said, you know, informed me that the contract ended. And Friday was my last day. I should come in on Monday, and we'll sit down and talk. So do you see them putting me in another project?
I'm getting heat all around your question.
You
Why
saw
is
what?
This? I'm getting heat, hot, all around your question. Nina, help me. Why am I getting heat around a question? Something there about
know.
Your manager, huh?
Maybe she's hot stuff.
What is that guy's name, Vicki? Just his first name. I don't want his first and last.
The first name begins with a C, and actually that was my first time, because he's actually a new manager, so that was my first time having a conversation with him.
Okay, I'm going to tell you to be very careful around him. Something about him is not right. I don't know why I'm picking up. When you asked the question, I saw fire around the whole sentence, just heating up. And I'm like, oh, wow, I never saw that before. So I'm going to tell you to be cautious around this guy. There's something about him that's not right. I see you can be put on another project, but there seems to be some type of communication. There needs to be a communication understanding. Like, are they going to give you the project and let you run with it, or is he going to be behind you watching over your shoulders? It's like you don't need anybody. You can do it. You can do it yourself.
Exactly.
You don't need anybody there. But it's like, well, he's going to monitor. There you go. That's what I needed. He's going to be behind you monitoring this project. And I'm like, interesting. Why? Because you're qualified. I can see that you don't need – you can do it by yourself.
Okay.
So I'm just going to tell you, yeah, they're going to place you, but just be very observant about this guy. Because I see the company doesn't really have a problem with you at all. But I don't know. It's like he's trying to move up the ladder. You know how people will do, like they'll step on other people to get where they want to go?
Right,
that's what I'm
right,
picking
right.
up about him. So that's why I'm telling you, just be real cautious about him. He may grin in your face and stab you in your back.
Right.
So, yeah. So be watchful. But, yeah, they are going to bring another project. That's There's also something I see at a distance, Vicki, and that's also work-related too. But it's a happier, I see flowers, I see music notes. It's maybe 6 months from now or 3 to 6 months, 6 months from now. So what is this? September, October, November, December, January, February, at the beginning of the year. That project that you get on will be what you're looking for. It'll be the blessing in disguise. And I mean that will be a permanent, like, when this project comes to you, you'll be on it for the next 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll be working on it for the next 5 years. So, it's sweet. It's what you really wanted to do and enjoy doing, but it won't happen till around the 1st of February. So
and
for right now,
fine, you know, I don't want to be without money. So talking about with this job, if they put me in another project, I'll take it and just continue to look. You know what I mean? Just
oh, of
take
course.
It
and so you
to,
should.
To, right, put my
yeah,
resume
so,
out there.
Yes, yes. And so you should. Like I said, you might be with this company till when that 6 months come up that they will tell you about this project, but I believe it's going to come from somebody else about this project.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to, excuse me, that's going to help you.
Okay.
Yeah, just be cautious of that guy. I don't feel good about him. Nina, what did you pick up? Anything?
Basically the same thing you picked up, Lennis.
Yeah.
Be careful. The new project that you're going to be starting in the new year is definitely not with the company you're with right now.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Because that's a long-term project, and she's happy about it. That's why I saw the flowers and the musical notes. It's like you're happy about that. So maybe for now, just be a little patient and pray and get through it with this project now, and then just know the first of the year, as you're putting out applications between now and the end of the year,
exactly.
That what you're looking
right.
for is finally going to come through.
Awesome.
It will come through at the beginning of the year. Yes, ma'am. And we'll be out of Mercury retrograde as well.
Okay. It just ended abruptly, and I was like, okay, but when he said that, you know, he didn't say, well, I have something else lined up. It's more like, you know, coming Monday or we'll have a conversation. So I'm like, okay, you know, but like today I sent out a few resumes, so I will continue to do that. But in the meantime, I need to work, so they put me in another project, I will accept it and just continue sending out my resume.
Yeah, because what you want, just work it through the holidays and know that at the beginning
exactly,
of the year,
exactly,
what you desire
exactly.
and have always wanted is going to come through. So just, you know, I don't want to say lay low because you speak up for yourself, but between now and the end of December, you know, kind of go along with the program, but yet don't let Vicky go. Let Vicky always be there, you know.
Exactly. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. We wish you the very best. And give us a call, you know, let us know how it's going.
I will.
Okay.
I definitely will. Thank you. Have a great week. Thank you.
You too. Okay, you're listening to Free Psychic Reading Sunday with Nina and Lennis here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and you can also ask questions in there. Miss Nina's in there too, you know, in the chat room to help you guys if you have questions. Okay, next caller is area code 215. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Natalie from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
Okay. My question is, am I going to be able to get my daughter settled in the house comfortably before she has her baby?
Ooh. What's your daughter's first name?
Devana.
Savannah?
Devana, with a D like in dog.
Devana.
Right.
Okay, that's pretty. That's different. Is that Russian?
I don't know.
Oh, it's pretty, though, Devana. Okay.
So
we're going to concentrate, make sure she gets to mommy before she has that baby. boy, she just makes it. It's like she comes today and tomorrow she goes into labor. Yeah, she'll make it to your house just in time.
I
just in time
bought a house next door that's in disarray. And I need to pull money from construction loans and this and that. And I was wondering if I was going to be able to get everything in and get her into the house comfortably before she had the baby.
Well, when she comes, like I said, it's going to be quick. It's going to be
okay.
Like 24 hours later, she goes into labor. So, you know, it's like the skin of her teeth, she just makes it in right on time. So, yes, your answer to your question, yes, she will.
Okay.
I'm just preparing you because you're like, okay, she's here, let me do this, blah, blah, blah. And the next day you're like, what do you mean you're in labor? You know,
yeah.
It was so quick. Yeah, just that it was so quick. It's fine. Baby's fine and your daughter will be fine. But that's all. So, yes, to your question, yes, yes, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And congratulations, Grandma.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Have a wonderful week. Okay, next caller is area code 561. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Nina and Linus. This is Lena from Florida.
Hi, Lena. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Terrific. Perfect.
Can you get a read on this guy, Steve? I just wanted to see if you feel he's going to come forward and finally sit down and talk to me, because he's been playing this cat and mouse game and claims he's in. I don't know. I just wanted to see what you get on him.
Okay, well, first thing came up, as soon as you said, Steve, I got a headache on my right side of my right temple.
As soon
as you mentioned his name, I know.
So he's a headache?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's not ready for a committed relationship, nor is he ready to settle down.
He tells me he is. I think he was just saying that to appease me because he knows I want to get married. I've been divorced 14 years. I'm not playing house with anybody.
Good for you. Good for you. Yeah. He's wishy-washy. That's why he...
Yeah.
No, he's not the one. Delete him. Just put him
on
delete
minute.
Status.
Yeah, one minute he says one thing, the next minute he says another. I mean, I don't know if he's got ADD or bipolar. Something just doesn't seem right with him.
No.
Move
he's
on,
not the
Lena.
One.
Yeah, move on. Time to move on.
Yeah, I mean, because I started a new job last week, and I mean, I don't really like to associate with people I work with. I mean, do you see anybody maybe coming there that I meet through work?
Friends
you don't
only.
Ship where you eat, Lena.
Yeah,
friends only. Only friend?
Yeah. Well, that's a good thing. Friends are a good thing.
Yeah, there are a lot of nice people that work there. I mean, I just don't know how to meet a nice guy. I've been going out. I just haven't seemed to meet anybody.
I think through your friendship with some of the people at work, you may find a friend of a friend that way.
Oh, that's good. A friend of a friend is better than a friend that I work with, because they do go out for happy hours sometimes and have parties and stuff.
Yeah, I would go that route, Lena.
Okay. Yeah, well, I said what I had to say. She needs to, Steve, no. At work, friends are good. I wouldn't look for trying to support or be involved in a relationship at work.
No.
Yeah, it may not turn out like it should, so. But friends, yep, wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, great.
All right. Have a wonderful week,
okay,
Lena. Okay, next caller. Where are we at here? Oh.
559.
Yeah. Okay. Area code 559. You're on the air with Lena Sanina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marissa. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Melissa. You're most welcome.
Yes, so my question is...
How can we assist you today? Go ahead.
Yes. I moved to Texas, and I'm wondering when will I get hired because my money is low. So when's the time frame that I will get a job?
I see you working for a temporary service. And
oh,
from this temporary service, you're hired permanently. I think whatever company that they send you out on, that, yes, you're sent out temporary worker, but that company is looking for your skills. So as soon as you finish a temporary contract, they will hire you on permanently, which is a blessing.
Okay.
That's good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'd apply for temporary agencies, and just remember that the first or second one that you go out on, one of those is going to be permanent. It won't be just, it'll be temporary like right now for 60 or 90 days. But after that, they're going to ask you if you'd be interested in working permanently.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see when I'll be getting hired?
As soon as you apply at the temp agency.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, when you start applying.
Okay.
That's what I got too. Angel
okay.
tell me too. As soon as she starts applying, then she'll get work. So.
Okay. Is this working with children, you see?
I didn't ask that because that's not what you asked me.
Oh, okay. Okay, I understand.
Is that
well,
what you want? You want to be working with children?
Yeah. I mean, it's not my first choice, but I just don't know what to work in right now. It's just, I'm all over the place right now. Job situations it's been really hard on for me to keep a stable job, but I have the qualifications to work with children, but I have a short-term memory and it always affects my ability to keep a job, so that's what's hard.
Okay, well, I don't see children, so I'll say that. I don't know if Nina does.
Okay.
Did you, Nina?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you guys so much. Appreciate it. You guys
You're
have a great day.
You're welcome, Alyssa. Oh, you too.
Big
thank
hug.
You for calling.
You guys are great. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay. And we've got 850. Yeah, because, well, 678. Let's go to 850. Area code 850, you're on the line with...
Just dropped, Lennis.
Okay. Area code 678, you're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Terrific. What can we help you with today, young lady?
I would just like to know whatever the spirits are telling you that's in the realm for me.
We have to focus. Give us something to focus on. Is it a relationship, romance, children, job?
Children and romance, I guess. I guess that would be the same thing.
No, children and romance are two different things. You don't make love to your kids. So what?
No,
so
for it's the romance.
Which one do you want, romance, or you want us to focus on your children?
Romance.
Okay. Are you seeing anybody at this time?
Yes.
Or interested in anybody? Oh, you are? Okay. What's your name then? We'll tell you about him.
Anthony.
Just the first name. Don't give us the last name. Just the first name. Go ahead.
Anthony.
Got a pain in my forehead right in the front. Anthony don't listen too good, does he?
At all.
Yeah, I got that right away. He's not a very good listener. Good talker, but not a good listener. Like to hear himself talk. Well, I see that the man works. He's a hard worker. Communication, that's his weakness. Communication skills. Because I'm not picking up. Yeah, just his communication skills. You've been together for quite a while.
Yes.
Yeah. It seems like the relationship is not that, it's not bad, just communication. Because it looks like everything else is kind of pretty much okay, right?
As of right now, yes.
I'm sorry?
As of right now, yes.
Oh, as of right now. You can't talk. He must be there.
No, ma'am.
Yes? Oh, okay.
No,
okay.
Ma'am.
Well, I see you two as a couple. I just see that there's a communication, which means understanding, between the two of you. But the other things I'm asking, physically and mentally, you match up. At least that's what I'm picking up. But the communication. Sometimes he can be a little arrogant and self-centered and self-absorbed.
Mm-hmm.
Is he a Leo? Is he a fire sign? What's his,
Capricorn, I think it is. Capricorn, January the 1st.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yeah, communication, honey. Communicate. Yes, he is a hard worker, and he will definitely make sure that everybody's provided for. But, yeah, communication. Communication and understanding. What you get, Miss Nina?
I'm just wondering, Tamika, why did you ask that question if you are in a committed relationship already?
Like she said, communication, and he tends to stray away a lot.
Okay, so you are in a committed relationship, but you're really not happy. That's what I'm picking up. Is that right?
Yeah, I think I've been back and forth so much to the point that I'm like, okay, should I keep going or just give up?
Well, either way, you're going to have a tough time. If you give up, then you're going to be doing that big search all over again. But if you think Anthony is worth the time and the effort, work on communication skills with him. Explain to him what you are feeling and why, and see if that doesn't change things. If it doesn't change things, yeah, go find somebody else.
Okay.
You know, life's too short to be people that you don't truly love. If you don't truly love him, then it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Especially when you start questioning that person's character, that right there is your red flag. Because if everything, as they say, copacetic, is fine, perfect, you know, you have your little ups and downs because you're human beings. But when you're questioning this person's character, how he feels or treats you, then, yeah, red flags pop up, and then you really need to have that come to Jesus communication. Because you said you've been going back and forth. So, you know, it's like, look, this is how I feel. This is what I desire, whatever. And, you know, when you guys communicate, don't get down on each other or get hotty-toity toward each other. You know what I mean? Like you're better than the next person. Really communicate to understand one another. Because, you know, you can agree to disagree, but at least you can say, well, now I know why you do that. Why didn't you say that to begin with? Maybe I would have had a better understanding. You know, I wouldn't have felt like popping you upside your head.
Yeah,
it's true. It's true, so.
Yeah.
Well, let us know, Tamika. Let us know how things turn out for you. Yeah. Other than that, things are good. Yeah, definitely. Have a good week. Yes, ma'am.
And sit down and have a talk with him on Wednesday. I think Wednesday would be a really good day for that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. That's all I'm going to say to that is, wow. I sure will do that.
Okay. Thank you, hon. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Next caller. Okay, next caller, you're up. Who's this?
Hi, this is Cynthia.
Cynthia. Hi, Cynthia.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm doing good, and yourself?
Terrific.
So I'm in the process of getting my new resume sent out to different employment agencies, and I had a career coach to do my resume, but some of the dates are a little out of order. However, it kind of covers any gaps in the resume, and I'm wondering if my guides want me to leave the resume as it is, or should I kind of like be tweaking over?
Tweak it.
Tweak it, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking too. So
because when they ask you questions during the interview, you don't want to stumble over your words, right?
Yes.
You want to be clear and straightforward. So if she's put things down to kind of stretch it a little bit, are you going to remember those dates or whatever compared to if you write it down, you're like, oh, yes, I remember that. You know, I did this in 1996 or 2001. But if somebody else did it, because it's like a lie. It is a lie.
But if you do it
and tweak it, then you know for yourself.
Okay, because I did go on an interview about a month ago, and honestly, I was lost in the entire interview because she covered everything, and when they were asking questions, I totally forgot what the heck I was saying. I totally forgot to get some of the companies where I used to work at. So, because I have a background in administrative, so I've done a lot of temping. So I do want to continue to temp. I'm with a new agency now. They do have me on an assignment. However, the assignment is not consistent. For example, one day there's work, the next day it isn't work. But however, this is one of the top agencies in the city where I live.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, so should I update my new resume, the one that I'm going to do over later tonight, and send it to the agency that I'm with now, or should I get it out to new agencies as well?
Both, Cynthia. Do both.
Yep.
I'm sorry?
Do both.
Do both.
Do both? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So if I do both,
there's
do you
gonna
think
be
I'll probably get something within about a week or two, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, tops?
I don't see you even waiting that long.
Oh, you said you don't see me leaving where I'm at right now?
No, I don't see you waiting that long. I see you
sometime.
So get it out tomorrow, and I think this week you'll have some good news.
All right, so I'll definitely get it out tomorrow. So I'm going to actually work on it tonight and make sure that I'm doing everything the way that I want so that when I'm in the interview, I'll feel nice and comfortable while speaking.
Exactly.
There you go.
Huh?
Exactly.
We're agreeing.
I'm sorry.
No, I said we're agreeing with you.
Oh, you're agreeing? I'm sorry. I live in New York, and it's kind of noisy right now. So that's why I'm saying, I'm walking on the street. So, okay, so I'll get back to you guys in about 2 weeks, okay? So let you know how we're going. Oh, we have one more thing. We have one more thing. I'm not really a morning person. And I was going to simply ask for a position from either 11 to 7 or 12 to 8. Do you think they would have something with those hours?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
No, don't.
You're going to be day shift. Go ahead, Nina.
Yeah, don't be asking for something like that. Something like that may come along eventually. But if you start your it may come along eventually, but you're narrowing things down a little bit too much when you start asking for specific times like that. And you want to be able to. So just leave it the way it is.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
Well,
you're most welcome. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful week. Okay, you're listening to a free psychic reading Sunday with Linus and Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914, 646-727-2914. Listen, y'all, the lines are open. If anybody want to call back in and they have a second question, call. All the lines are open right now. Also, the chat room is open, and you know Miss Nina is in there. And let me say this again. If you desire a personal reading with me and Nina, go to theessenceofsuccess.com. That's www.theessenceofsuccess, all one line, .com. When you get to the website, you'll see me and Nina's picture. At the right, there's a column. Click on Psychic Readings, and from there, whatever that you like, half an hour, an hour, 2 hours, click on it, and they'll let Nina and I know. Also, this Friday is the new moon. It's the second new moon for September. So just to let you know, new beginnings, new things are happening, and we're out of Mercury retrograde. Thank you, God. So things are starting to look a little better, starting to turn around now. So we're happy about that.
Hey, Miss Lena. You see for me this week.
Oh, okay. Ooh, a headache on Monday. Ooh, whoa. Your medication, because I'm feeling it now from the front to the back of my neck, going down my neck to my shoulder on the left-hand side. So that's what it is. I think stress is going to make it flare up. So I'll just say medicine on Monday. Let's see. Tuesday, there's something about a little kid, Tuesday and Wednesday. I think a kid coming back, or they're going to pay you more. Something, the child is fine. It's, I guess, the administrative side of the child. Either the child is coming in as new or coming back, but they need to be clear about the cost. So I got that Tuesday and Wednesday. Thursday, nothing. Oh, I will say this on Tuesday. You're going to have a good show. I see that. I see bright lights. Bright lights and sunshine, so I know you're going to have a good show. Wednesday, we're busy. You and I both are busy on Wednesday show. Life-wise, we're busy in our lives. Yep, you're busy and so am I. Okay, Thursday, quiet. Friday, I see you on the deck having a glass of wine. End of the week. I see you and Jim just sitting out talking, and you're having a glass of wine, so that's a good way to end of the week. Saturday, teenagers, family coming through. Your house is real busy on Saturday. People are going and coming. It almost feels like a holiday. But I think part of it, they're checking in with you and Jim and, you know, and the family. And the other part, the kids got people that are other teenagers visiting. So, yeah, your house is going to be busy Saturday.
Oh, I'll run away from home that day then.
Yeah, it's going to be busy. You're going to... You have quite a few people, but no one, I mean, I see an older couple. Now, there is an older couple that sit for about an hour or so, but it's just going to be people going and coming. You're going to feel like a train station. But it's just one of those days. It's like your house is the house.
Yeah, that's usually the way it is.
Yeah, but it's nothing bad. It's just busy, busy. But like I said, one couple, they stay. Because I see them, they're there for a while, busy with you and Jim. So, yep, there you go. And
thank
we got
you.
A call. You're most welcome. We got a call, area code 559. You're on the air with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi,
Hi, this is Marissa again. You had mentioned to call back if
you have another question, of course. Sure.
Yes.
The lines are open, so that's fine, Marissa. What's your next question? Awesome.
Yes. So I moved to Texas for this guy that I really felt a strong emotion of love for him many years ago, and the universe somehow connected us. However, he says he's not in love with me, but he loves me as a person, and that kind of stung a bit. I'm wondering, should I worry about how he feels for me, or will it grow like I feel that it could? But however, it just kind of stung, you know. It was like I thought we both, you know, were in love.
Okay. What's his first name?
Jose Cabrera.
Okay.
No.
Okay, just a first name. Yeah, that's all. I'm going to ask you this before I get into Jose. Did you move to Texas for him or for yourself?
Yeah, for him.
He's a little confused. I don't know what about, though. What's going on? It's not with you. It's confusion within him. I'm just trying to see what family. Okay. And whoa. Ow.
What?
Ow. Ooh, I got a hard head pain. When I mention his family, good God. Whew. Nina, you got to take this. My head is like somebody's sticking a nail in it.
I've got a needle going through the middle of my forehead right now.
Yeah.
Marissa, I'm picking up that one, you should never have moved for him.
Okay.
You should have moved for yourself, not for him. He is your friend, and he is a good friend. He is a good friend, but he doesn't want anything else. And that's why I think I'm picking up the pain. The pain's coming from you. Because you're feeling...
rejected,
He's a good guy. Don't get me wrong. He is a good guy. But he's not in love with you.
Right. That's what he told me. He loves me as a person, but he's not in love with me. But he got out of a relationship and wants somebody different. And he thought about me and... That's why he invited me to come live with him, but it's also a shock because, you know, I'm living under the same roof and he hasn't had that kind of relationship where it went really fast that way. But it did hurt when he said, I'm not in love with you, because we had moved fast with, you know, me coming here, but I thought that, you know, us knowing each other in the past, that we felt kind of the same way. But he does have a lot of family issues that he feels sadness in him at this point.
Okay. Well, those family... Go ahead, Nina.
Things aren't going to change as far as that goes. Like I said, he'll always be a friend and a good friend. And if you need him, he'll be there for you. But it's not going to go any further than that.
Oh, wow. How long then? Will I be here for a while in Texas, or will I just be leaving? Because I could pack my bags and just leave back to California. I mean, I'm not going to rush it because, you know, this call, you know, because I got this reading. But like I said, he wants us to give us a chance, but it just seems for me... I see something like a blockage in him, you know. Like you said, he's a friend, but I don't think he thought about it deeply.
Melissa, his family dynamics are a distraction as far as him to be in a relationship with any woman. It really is. That's why
I agree with that.
Yeah. It's not him. Him as a person, I'm not picking up anything. But as soon as I said family, that's when I had a harsh, harsh pain. So, yeah, if I were you, I'd go back to California. I'd go back to where I know my hood. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
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 I agree. I'd go back home. Like Nina said, you know, he's a good guy, but, honey, he's got some family issues.
Yeah, he got
really bad family issues. Yeah, so up to you.
Okay.
You know, it's free will, free choice. So
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you so much again. You guys have a great.
Oh, you're welcome. Let us know. You know, when you land, let us know. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Melissa.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, next caller, area code 347. You're on the line with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Keisha. Hi, Nina and Lennis.
Hi, Keisha. Hi. How you doing, girlfriend?
I am stressed. I'm supposed to have fibroid surgery tomorrow, a myomectomy, and I'm really nervous.
Why?
Oh, Keisha, I remembered you, yes, because we told you wait till after Mercury retrograde. That's right.
Yes.
You have to have that surgery before. Good
yes.
girl. Good girl. Okay, so what's the problem? You said you're scared about tomorrow? Let me get Nina in on this because she's the Reiki master. Nina, what are you picking up?
Keisha, everything's going to be fine. I don't know why you're worried. You have a good surgeon. Everything's going to go great.
I'm worried about because I've been watching YouTube and hearing stories from other people, and they talk about pain. Some people don't have pain afterwards, and some people do, and I'm just worried about the pain afterwards.
You know what? There's always a little bit of pain with everything that we do, even in love relationships. So go with it. It's not going to last forever. It'll only last for a little bit. And they have terrific meds in the hospital. Let's face it.
Yeah, no, they do. I was just wondering if I should try it because I have stuff to try to shrink it. I'm like,
so,
I don't know.
Don't do anything the surgeon hasn't told you to do.
Yeah.
No. I'm not saying for tomorrow. I'm saying I don't know if I should postpone it and try to shrink it on my own or, like,
no.
I don't know.
Go with the surgery.
Yeah, get it over with. Be done with it.
Oh. I'm just so stressed out because I don't think I've ever had surgery before.
Oh, honey, sure. First time having surgery, never had it. Of course you're going to be a little nervous. But believe me, Anina, you're in the hands of God, honey. God ain't going to let nothing happen to you. And he'll be guiding those surgeons' hand to do the very best job that they can do on you. So, God didn't bring you this far to let you down. Please believe that. You waited to do this surgery, so it's going to turn out good. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to turn out good, yeah. Now, do you have somebody around to come in and check on you, you know, just to make sure,
I think I'll be there for, like, 2 days. I think I'm going to tell my aunt. My girlfriend says she'll try to stop by. But I'll tell people and, you know, see if they could check on me.
Yeah, just check, make sure at least, you know, you're having soup or sandwich, something, you know, because after you have surgery, because of the anesthesia, it kind of takes away your appetite for a few days.
Right, right.
Yeah, because you're kind of rummy, but they want you to be a little rummy so you can deal with the pain, so they don't, you know. But just for somebody to check on you, make sure you done ate and, you know, taking your medicine.
Okay.
That's nothing
but
bad.
See everything working and out fine.
Yeah, you're going to do great, honey. You're doing good.
Trust me. Tell your angels
to be there. If you're that worried, before you go into surgery, before they even give you a shot to relax you, to take you down, tell your angels, I want you with me on each side. Hold my hands while I'm in surgery.
Okay.
Now, they'll have your arms out, but you tell your angels, please hold my hand while I'm in surgery and after surgery.
Okay.
And you'll feel the angel's support because you'll be at peace.
Okay. Do you see how when I guess how long it'll take me to get back to myself or when I'm, I guess up?
Probably I'm seeing 3 to 6 weeks. So I think it depends on you, how quick you come back. You know, some people get up and start doing little stuff around the house, just movement, you know.
Right, yeah,
because
you have to walk every day.
They want you to walk every day after the surgery?
Yes,
no.
they do.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah, they want you to walk. Yeah, they want you to walk every day. I'm worried because I'm staying where I stay at is up some stairs. So some people are like, it's hard to go upstairs. My doctor's like, I should be able to, but, you know, she never had the surgery. So she just does it. Right.
I'm laughing because I said the same thing to a doctor, too. Have you ever had knee surgery? Then don't tell me how I'm supposed to feel.
Yeah,
that's all. I'm just laughing at myself.
No, my doctor was
and
just
I
so
have
nonchalant.
Both my knees replaced, and it's beautiful. It was very beautiful.
Oh, okay.
I can walk. And the surgery that you're having, I'm glad that you're going ahead and have it because I delayed, and mine's turned into cancer. That was my first cancer operation was downstairs, and it was because I delayed. I should have went in when they could have just snipped them and removed them and came on back home and been fine. But like you, that was my first surgery. I'd never had surgery before. That was my first one, but it ended up being a hysterectomy. So
wow.
I'm glad that you're doing it now. You know, you're a proponent for good health. So,
yeah.
Good.
All right. Well, I guess I'll get to praying.
Okay, well, just remember, when you get to the hospital tomorrow, tell your angels, each one, hold my hand.
I'm just so worried. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, Keisha, everything is going to be fine. Please don't worry. Spend your time instead to guide the surgeon's hands. You're going to be just fine. And honestly, I see you up and doing things within 2 weeks.
Ah.
I think so, too.
All right.
But I feel like, you know how other people's stories, like, are, like, scaring me? It's not really that. You know, my own thing is, like, some people's stories, but, yeah.
Girl, don't buy into that stuff.
Okay.
Don't buy into it. As long as you pray and believe in God, He ain't going to let you down. And your angels are going to be there with you as well. They're not going to let you down.
Stay off of YouTube. You don't need You heard what the surgeon has told you. Go with what they're telling you. Don't go searching on YouTube. Don't go listening to anybody who are going to be.
Okay. Thank you both so much. Like, this means the world to me. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay,
and all the
bye-bye.
Best. And I'm
bye,
sending
you guys. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Nina, you're going to have to click her off. I'm indisposed for a second.
All righty. No, you did it. All right, all the lines are open. So if you want to give us a call at 646-727-2914, Venice and I will be waiting for your call. And if you don't want to call, then we're going to be cutting this short again because, yeah, we don't need to be sitting here talking to dead air. So,
okay, I'm
call.
Back.
All right.
Okay.
I just told everybody if we don't get a call soon that you and I are not going to sit here talking to dead air. We'll just cut her short. We have football games and everything else on TV right now.
Yes. Plus, I want to eat my dinner. Uh-oh, we got a call. I love it. Area code 203. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Victoria.
Okay, you need to spell that for me.
It's V-I-T-T-O-R-I-A.
Victoria.
Oh, Victoria. Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't understand her first. No, that's okay. So what can we do for you today, Victoria?
I just was calling to ask if you could provide me a little bit of insight into my love life.
Okay.
And just wanted to see, there's a man in my life named Jeff, and I just wanted to ask you what you're picking up with him and I currently and just moving forward.
Okay. Does this relationship sometimes seem like a strain to you? Do you have to pull hen's teeth to get information out of him when you're communicating? Or is your communication real good?
There's been times, definitely, in the past where communication's been difficult. But more recently, I think it's improved. But yes, I can definitely see why you're picking that up.
Okay. Not picking up too much on him. Nina, are you picking up anything on him?
The only thing I'm picking up is he's a good guy. He seems like he's pretty easygoing, hard worker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He does care for you a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I think he does too.
Yeah, I see things blossoming for the two of you later on, not right away. In another 3 or 4 months, things will develop a little bit deeper.
Okay.
But that's all I'm getting for right now.
Okay. Yeah, because right now he is definitely at a point in his life where he's really focusing on his career and kind of moving up in that aspect of his life. So I feel like that's why, like, our relationship, it's been like a kind of slow to get going, because I know that's something he's like very focused on, and just like you picked up, he's a very hard worker and he wants to be able to provide and do well, and I know that of him. So you think in a couple of months, three or four months?
I think once he's a little bit more secure with his career, I think things will change dramatically for the two of you.
Okay. And the other thing is that I live in Connecticut, and he actually, last January, he moved out to California for a job promotion that he got. So he's been there since January. I actually visited him out there last month, and he actually came here to Connecticut for a visit, which was really nice to reconnect. I think that was important for us. But, you know, he does currently live out there. So I don't know. I also wonder, like, if he would move back here. I mean, I asked him that, if he thinks about moving back. And
No.
He's not going to. No.
Uh-uh. You have to move out there, honey.
Well, he told me that he does think about moving back in a recent conversation.
Okay.
He's too career-minded to move back. There's no place for him to go in Connecticut, whereas in California there's lots of places for him to go. Just telling it as I see it. Can't help it. Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Victoria, I got a lot of calls we got to get to. Thank you for calling, and have a wonderful week, young lady.
See what happens there, Lennis, look what happens. Nothing but callers.
Mm-hmm. 402. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this?
Hi there. This is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
We're good.
I wonder if I can ask permission to look into something that I'm going to be involved in.
Sure. Go ahead.
On behalf of others. I have a friend that has been married quite a few years, and I'm meeting with her Wednesday and just need a little guidance to see if we're moving in the right direction with this marriage / possible divorce.
Oh, Dawn, you want to know if she's serious about being with you? Now, she's not leaving her mate because of you, is she? Okay.
No,
No,
there's
no
third
no.
party. It's just their relationship.
Oh, God, no.
A, B is not working anymore. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm a friend. I'm a friend of theirs. I actually set them up 25, 30 years ago. So.
Oh, my God. Bless your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, she's up spiritually and he's down. So he's saying he's done, and I just want to know if, you know, if we're good to go ahead and if she's good to go ahead and just proceed with walking away or if she should stick around, try to make it work somehow.
Well, what's her first name? Let's me and Nina focus on her and see.
Same as mine, Dawn.
Oh, okay.
Mhm.
And the name, the first name of the person that she's married to?
Todd.
Okay. There needs to be structure because there's stress. Woo. Yeah, it's got to be some structure in there, what they plan to do. Plan it out A, B, and C, that this is what they're going to take care of. Yeah, that relationship is just about over. It looks like, it looks like it went up in fire. And the flames
okay.
burn, too.
Okay.
That's too bad, because you're right, they were together a long time, but yeah. The relationship is over with. I think they're at the point now they just need to sit down and communicate A, B, C, what we're going to do from here, who's going to pay what, who's going to keep this, or blah, blah, blah. And then they'll probably start the paperwork. I think she's going to start the paperwork pretty soon here, like in a matter of days. So.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah. Well, she is. They're done. They're a done deal, which is too bad. But I'm just saying that because when I hear people being together for a long time, like it's too bad that, you know, it wasn't a forever thing, I guess. But, yeah. But it went up in flames, whatever ended it.
Yeah.
And it had nothing, you're right, it had nothing to do with you. So whatever ended it, it went up in flames and they're done. It's a done deal.
Could I also ask, is there any infidelity there? It's okay if you don't want to answer that, because it doesn't really matter to me, honestly.
I want to say Todd. You, Nina?
Yep.
Yeah, Todd.
Is there anything you can give me to help this roll right along?
No, she's going to have
no.
to do this herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so he's already moved on with somebody else in his mind or otherwise?
No.
No.
That's not what we're
no.
saying. There was some infidelity, but no, he isn't moving on with this other person, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate y'all's help. I really appreciate it. And, yeah, it's Wednesday. We're going to go see someone. So, and she wanted help, but her sister and her sister's boyfriend, they're busy, so I'm going to travel about 100 miles on my day off to go help her, just be there and support her. And, you know, it's a tough situation, but when you've done all you can and presented all the positive you can, there's really nothing else you can do if the door is closed in your face. So,
this is true.
It's the way it is.
Well, you're a good friend. God bless you.
Thank
you. God bless you for caring, you know. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's what we do. We stand in the gap, don't we? We're there in the in-between when they're transitioning. That's what we all do. All y'all do it. So appreciate you, too. And appreciate the insight and the guidance. That helps me out a lot, too, to confirm that I'm on the right track as well and giving that advice from Spirit as well. So
yes.
So I'll let you guys get to the next important call.
Thank you, Don, for calling and wishing you the very
best. God bless
you. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Next call, area code 347. You're on the air with Nina and Lennis. Who's this? Hello, hello, hello.
Okay. Hello.
I guess you want to listen. Oh, I just took her off. Okay, I'm back. I almost
hello,
dropped your
I'm
call
sorry.
I'm That's okay. Who's this?
This is Latina.
Hi, Latina. What's going on, young lady?
I'm doing good. I'm just talking to a guy right now. I just want to know what's your idea on him or spirit. What is spirit telling you about him?
About
sometimes
this
I get real
guy?
Clueless. Yeah.
Okay. What's his first name, honey?
Darren.
Okay. That's all we need. Ooh, Darren ain't never met a person like you before. You are quite interesting to him. Something different. He likes that about you. Boy, that came up fast. He's educated, likes books, will work. He wants to know, what does he have to do to get next to you?
Huh?
He wants to know, what does he need to do to get next to you?
I don't know. I'm kind of scared to meet someone new, like, you know, to start over.
Okay, because that's what I'm feeling. He wants to know. Now, I don't mean Mac, that kind of stuff. I don't mean that Mac. And seriously, he would like to know how he could have a relationship with you, to form a relationship with you. So it sounds like you and him need to sit down and have a little romance talk, huh? Are you
yeah.
interested in him enough to take it to the level of a relationship?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, well, you two just sit down and talk. He's open. He's open, and he would like to get with you. So, you know, you two should sit down and talk about a relationship, what you're looking for, what he's looking for, and if the two of you can meet in the center, you know?
Yeah. Do you think he's, like, kind of like the right one for me, or do I don't, because I don't know.
You know, sometime when, if you're in doubt, you need to have that communication with him. I was going to tell you, I don't know why, but I'm going to say it because the angels are telling me, don't miss your opportunity. That's what they're telling me right now. Don't miss your opportunity. So take that for what it's worth, because if you do, you'll have a headache. If you don't, you'll be mad at yourself. Oh, yeah, you sure will. So, yeah, that's an opportunity with Darren. Take it, young lady. Sit down and talk to this guy. You might be surprised what he can offer and give.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you for calling. Have a good week. Okay. Area code 904. You're on the line with Nina and Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Nina and Linus. This is Patty in Florida.
Hi, Patty. Okay. How are you today?
Hi. Oh, I'm all righty. Well, a little slow this Sunday, just kind of relaxing. I had to work earlier, and I'm just chilling out now. I've talked to you a couple times before, and mostly about the wreath business I was trying to start up. I don't know if you recall or not.
Oh, right, because we told you to let us know. We would put it on the
right,
website.
But,
yeah,
right,
what's going
but
with
I,
that,
you know,
Patty?
Well, it takes a while to do them, so I'm trying to build up some inventory before I get with you on that. And so I'm just that basically I want to, you know, get some inventory built up. And I'm working and living in a very small space, so that presents a little problem. Even though I'm still doing it, it takes a little longer because of the space situation. And they're a little time-consuming to do them anyway. But what I wanted to see was, because you keep telling me it's going to pan out and work, but I went and did another little festival this Saturday, and it was like a little church craft bazaar kind of thing. And they hardly got any attendance. And I sold one, but I felt, oh, well, at least I sold one. But I'm just wondering if maybe I should just skip those smaller events because they kind of seem to turn into half art, craft, and half rummage sale. And, you know, they're smaller events, and there just wasn't much attendance at all, you know. So that was partly, I'd say, the biggest biggest thing was there weren't many people that showed up. So okay. There's another one that's coming up. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, they're showing me Starbucks right now, which you, they bought a wreath from you, an autumn wreath.
Starbucks?
I see it right now. Yes, from Starbucks. You went in there and you told them that you're selling wreaths. And you take a couple of them, and I see the manager. They actually not only buy it, but, Patty, it's up on the wall. It's up on the wall where everybody can see it. You know what? What you need to do is put a little tag, because usually everything in Starbucks you can buy. Now, this is just one place. Put a little white tag on there with your name and the amount. You know, yes, Starbucks is going to buy it from you and display it, but for other people that are interested, like, oh, God, you know, like that wreath, you know, do you know who makes it or where did you buy it? So that's what I'm saying, just put a little tag that they can say, well, yeah, you know, and they'll go over there and look and say, yeah, we'll get in touch with her. But they're showing me Starbucks very strong, so I see an autumn wreath and possibly a Christmas. Also, different stores. I'm seeing stores and outlets where you just take a wreath in and ask them if they're interested in buying. You got to do some leg and footwork here, but ask them they're buying, and they will buy it, but you want to have the return customer. So not only from this business that you're putting these wreaths at, but that, you know, people that are interested in wreaths will call you.
Right.
And I see businesses. Now I see you, like, going in and out of businesses. And, in fact, some you even just leave. You leave the wreath there, you know, for the see if anybody's interested, then they can contact you.
Right.
So I see you leaving samples. There it goes. I see it, Angel. You're leaving samples. But they can be bought. Your samples can be bought, but just for the interest.
Yeah.
So autumn right now is your period. This is your time.
That's mostly what I'm doing. Everything I've done is like an autumn color scheme, you know. Everything I've done is that, is autumn. I figured that's the time of year, so I just focused on those yellows and, you know, oranges and greens and burgundies. And so everything I've made is that color.
Okay, I have a suggestion, too. Stick to your bigger venues. Don't go to these church bazaars and stuff like that. You've been to one now. Your name is out there. I would go to the bigger venues.
Yeah, there's one coming up. Let's see, what's today? September, October. I think it's the 21st. It is just a craft and fine art fair, or fine craft and art, however you want to say it. That's coming up that, you know, I've worked at before with another vendor doing another business, and there's a lot of people that go to those. They're a little more expensive to get into, but, you know, it's like a 4 or 5 block area that's blocked off, and it's, you know, pretty well known. A lot of people come to it. So there's that one coming up in October, and then there's another one in November that's like a big outdoor art fair as well, arts and crafts.
I would stick to those bigger venues. I think you'll have more success. And I also see you sharing a table with somebody in the one in October.
I was thinking about that. Another lady I know does some work with lights and bottles and things. So I was seeing if she might want to split a booth.
Yeah, that's what I see for the October one. Definitely you're sharing. If she does well in October, she'll also want to share with you in November.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, do you think that the people sponsoring it let that occur where you can share a booth? I thought I remembered something about where, I don't know if they actually allow you to do that, but I wouldn't know why they wouldn't. But you see that as being able to occur.
Yeah, I do. I saw you both working this table, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll just have to do a little more work.
All right. Keep us abreast of what's going on, because, you know, we're thinking about you. So.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you. Just takes a while to get it rolling and get the inventory built up and so forth.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, you'll do good.
Well,
we believe
alrighty.
You. So. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Well, have a wonderful week, Patty, and thanks for calling. Letting us know how you're doing there, young lady.
I will. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate your advice.
Most welcome. Most welcome. Okay, we got time for one more caller. Area code 856, you're on the line with Nina and Linus. How can we help you?
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Who's this?
Hey, Rose Maria. I've been talking to you guys
okay,
for a while.
Okay, and what can we help you with, Maria? You got about 3 minutes.
I took care of the job and all that happy stuff. What are you coming in or having any energies for new relationship or friendships or anything like that for me?
Okay, what do you want me to focus on?
On
romance?
Really? Yes.
Or a job?
I got that handled. Only got a little one.
I'm sorry?
I already took care of the job thing that's in place now. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got
so
that
now you're asking
now.
About what romance is coming up for you? Is that what you want
right.
to know?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
All right. Was somebody trying to talk to you the other day and you got angry at this guy?
Yeah.
Was somebody, yeah, but you got upset with him? This wasn't romance. It's just showing me right now that some guy disturbed you. You kind of told him off in a pretty abrupt way.
You're right.
Okay. I see water and a shoreline. I see a man right now in shorts, but he's not with you. He has, where is he going? Oh, he's like a lifeguard or something, or he's a friend of the lifeguard guy. Huh, okay. Whatever that meant.
That's where I'm going to, the shoreline.
Oh, sorry. Okay, you understand. Well, go on with it, Maria. Okay, well, I'm looking, I'm asking, but I'm looking for a man that's coming towards you so I can see who, ooh, do you like short guys or does it matter?
Not that short.
He looks like he's probably 5'6", 5'7". I see a guy, white guy, thinning hair on top. His weight just went down. I think he was heavy at one time, but he lost a lot of weight. He looks good. He looks good and he's healthy. He likes being on the beach. Oh, all righty then. He likes just walking around the beach and enjoying the sand, the fresh air, the water. It kind of relaxes him. It gives him a chance to meditate. But he enjoys it. He also guffs it sometimes. He sees people doing different things down on the beach, and he just shakes his head like, my God. yeah. He's got a funny hat on. Because I asked, how will you know this guy? They said he's wearing a funny hat. It's not a baseball hat, but something similar to a baseball hat. But it's I don't know. It's funny. It's kind of quirky. I'll put it like that. So that'll let you know who the guy is when you're in that area. That he's short, about 5'6", 5'7", and he wears a quirky hat. Okay?
All right, cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. All right, Maria. Have fun. Have a good
Thanks.
Week, too. You're
you
welcome.
Too.
Okay, we've got 60 seconds left. I got to do this quick. Tune in tomorrow at 6 p.m. for Gospel Music for Your Soul. Featured artist is Miss Shirley Caesar. Tune in Tuesday at 6 p.m. for Passage to Empowerment. Holly and Nina are doing a show on paranormal activities are, I think, from Holly's group. And then Wednesday, we'll be back at 6 p.m. for psychic readings. Nina, anything else before we go off the air here?
Well, that's it. I'd just like to thank everybody live on the air and to those in the chat room. Have a great week, everyone. We will talk to you on Tuesday and Wednesday for sure. Lennis will be broadcasting tomorrow night. So stay with us on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Thank you all. Good night. Good night, Lennis.
Good night, Nina. Good show. Love you. And if no one's told you they love you today, we do.